Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
There we go. Hey, this is what I'm talking about today. These ideas are so cool to me. I kind of minister to myself when I talk about the power of words. Now, I want to distinguish what might have popped into your head about the power of words is sometimes an excess on this teaching, and it's called name it and claim it. You know, whatever you want, just claim it, God will do it for you. Ask whatever you want, God's got to do it for you. Why? Because you claimed it. Because you asked, God has to answer your prayer. No, that's not it. Here's the way I believe about words. I believe it like Jesus taught it. And then you're safe. All right. So if you don't like it then you can go talk to Jesus about it. Because we're talking about the power of words, and this is something that you experience every day. From the time you wake up, time you go to bed, and maybe even if you talk in your sleep. We're talking about the power of words. For the negative or the positive, all words are powerful. In Genesis 1:3, it says, God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now, right there in creation, this tells me something. We live in a word universe. God didn't create the universe with his hands, but with his words. This is an incredible revelation. It's incredible. That gives us a whole new perspective on who God is and who we are in creation in relationship to him. Now, if we were not created in his image, then it really wouldn't be the same. We couldn't really talk about words in that respect. Just like an animal really can't talk about words because he's in the image of God. No, humans are in the image of God, and the thing that makes us most like him are our words. God used them to create the world, the universe. We use them to create our world or our environment, so to speak. Our words are the ones that shape our environment. And we're all doing it. We're all doing it by our words. So, when God said, let there be light, there was light. That's how powerful words are. God spoke a word, and there was light. So we think of God's word as the Bible, but before it was the Bible, it was the spoken word of God. The spoken word is much more powerful than the written word. So here's what I recommend. When you read the Bible, don't just peruse it. Don't just read a few verses or a few chapters and then just go, that was interesting. That was interesting does nothing for you. Rather, when you read the word, speak the word over your life. So, when you like for instance, Ephesians 3:20, exceedingly, abundantly, above all we ask or think, that's what my God will do. Okay, so here's what you do. You read it. And don't just think about it, read it and speak it. So after you read the verse, say, God, you are exceedingly abundantly above all I could ask or think. That's the kind of God you are. You are an exceeding abundantly God in my life. I believe it. Like Mary said to the Spirit of God, as you have said, be it unto me. And then she bore the Messiah. Isaiah 55:11 says, So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return unto me empty, but shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Wow. You say, boy, God's words are powerful. Yeah, but he's given us an example of words. Whether they're in God's mouth or they're in your mouth, it doesn't matter. It's the words that are powerful. It doesn't have to be God that says them. You can say them. But here's how they're powerful in a positive way, is you're saying what God has already said, then you're on safe ground. Said, they shall not return unto me empty. Have my words ever returned to me empty? Many times they have. Why? They were just idle words. Just talking, just having conversation. No faith behind these words. Just talking. So you can talk for a long time and they really have no effect. Why? There was nothing behind them. No intent, no purpose, no faith. They weren't accomplishing anything. You weren't sending them out to do something. You're just talking. But when God talks, He's sending His words out to do something. So how about this? Why don't I start talking that way? I'm sending my words out to accomplish something. What? To accomplish what? The purposes of God. The peace of God. The joy of the Lord. To accomplish those things in my life. So those kind of words, backed up by heaven, will not return empty. They will return full of blessings. So God doesn't speak empty words, but faith words. They accomplish the purpose for which they were designed. Just think of your words as being designer words. Yeah, you wear a designer mask. You wear designer clothes, designer shoes. You speak designer words. They are legislative words. Hold on just a second. I didn't put on my do not disturb, Mr. Producer. So I had to take care of that. Okay, so let's get back here to where I was. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, here we are. Yeah, back to the punchline. Okay. There are legislative words and there are executive words. Okay, when God speaks, He is legislating. The executive branch, so to speak, speaking in terms of government, the legislative, the executive, God is legislating with His words. We're the executive branch, so that our words are executing the legislation, the legislative words of God. I don't know if that tells you anything or not. I like it. Okay, Matthew 12, 36 says, "But I say to you that for every idle word you may speak, you will give account of it in the day of judgment. By your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." Yeah. So in that respect, judgment is where God sort of uses your words to bless you or to condemn you. So it's always good to keep a good word in your mouth, especially about Jesus. My words are not always perfect, but Jesus is in my heart, and that's what I want to keep testifying to, and to make sure that's the word that comes out. I want to have a gracious word, a good word, a peaceful word, a joy-filled word in my mouth at all times. Why not? Some people say, oh, you can't be positive all the time. Why not? Jesus was, and He's our example. So I looked up what an idle word was, and here it is in the Greek. It's argos, and it means inactive. So an idle word is an inactive word. It's not accomplishing anything. It's unemployed. It's lazy, useless, barren, lifeless. That's what an idle word is. Well, that doesn't sound so good. So why use those kind of words? Have you ever just said some words that you just spoke them like, that just ruins my day? Well, that's kind of an idle word. It's a useless word. And unfortunately, even though it's a negative word that you just said, that just ruins my day, those words will ruin your day. In other words, you're just going to stay in that funk the rest of the day because you said it. That ruins my day. How about this? This is not going to ruin my day. I'm putting this behind me, and I'm going to start speaking the words of God over my life. God, you are my joy. You are my life. I am blessed. I am anointed. I am approved. I am accepted by God. And I'm going to start speaking positive words the rest of the day. In 1 minute, I can change my attitude by the words that I speak. Talk to yourself. Tell yourself what to do. And remember, those words are powerful. Jesus talked about that. You remember when he said, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Another translation said, from the treasury of your heart, you speak. So I want to ask you today, what is in your treasury? What's in there? What is it that, what words do you treasure? What you plant comes up. You know, we're commanded in the scripture to speak kind words, merciful words, gracious words. Why? So we'll be nice, so people will like us. Just to avoid argumentation or strife? Well, that might be part of it, but here's the reason. Those words are powerful. God will back them up. God will get involved in your gracious words. He will not get involved with your negative, self-defeating words. There you go. So why is that important? Because they have godly content. Remember, you were created in the image of God. So when you speak a word, when it goes out, it's powerful. You've heard of the phrase, I need to bite my tongue. Well, that's exactly what we do need to do. Don't say the negative word, bite your tongue. And just go regroup and say, wait a minute, what does God's word say? I'm going to say something positive instead of something negative. Have you ever said the negative instead of the positive? Yes, I have many times. You know what I had to do after that? Repent. Yeah, there's times I just say, hey, Becky, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. When you say I'm sorry, it can actually become a good habit where you're not defending yourself. You're not saying, I'm sorry, but you did it, or but you made me. No, no, there's no but to I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Those words are powerful. So, they have, your words have godly content. They accomplish the purposes of God. What you believe, you talk about. What do you believe about yourself? Do you believe you're an idiot? Do you believe you're stupid? Do you believe you're worthless? Do you believe you'll never amount to anything? Do you believe you'll never get ahead? Hold on a minute. Have you said those kinds of things, whether it's an outside voice or an inside voice? Possibly so. But what you can do is turn that around in 1 minute by saying, God, I repent of that kind of self-talk or outward talk that I've said about myself or other people. I repent. I'm changing. I'm not going to let those words come out anymore. I'm going to start speaking God's word over my life. God, you have legislated those words. Now I'm going to execute them in my life and see the change of direction of your life too. Somebody put it this way. The words you speak are prophesying your future. So if you want your future to be different, start prophesying to yourself using God's word. Jeremiah said, Jeremiah 15:16, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they were delightful to me. Yeah, God's word is delightful. Nothing religious about it. It's delightful words. You'll love his word. It blesses you, causes you joy, lets you sleep in peace, all that good stuff. Jeremiah found out many years ago. So here's what I recommend, is that you practice faith-filled words. Negative words are words you have practiced. So if you got negative things coming, gossip and so on, lying, cheating, misrepresentations, all kinds of stuff like that, condemning others, judging others, all these kinds of words that come into our mouth, they're there. It's a part of the old nature. It's natural to the old man. But listen, why deal in the natural when you've got something supernatural that God has put on the inside of you, the ability to change your life, change your day, and change your world? That's right. Supernatural. You have supernatural ability, and it comes from the words out of your mouth. So, but the negative words are something you've practiced. Now they're a habit. Yep. I still say things that I shouldn't say. Why? Because it's a habit. When I get in that situation, then I say this kind of thing. You know, like, I knew it. That just ruins my day, whatever it might be. I knew it. Why didn't you know something positive? Why didn't you know God's word? Why didn't you know the positive thing to say in that instance? So, in the same way, practice faith-filled words. Sooner or later, they will replace those negative words, so that in any kind of a situation that comes up, any kind of circumstance, it's God's word that will come out, a positive word, an encouraging word, a faith-filled word, so that you can reject the negative and say, Lord, I just said a negative thing. I repent of that. Here's what I'm going to replace it with. I'm going to replace it with a faith-filled word. You know, when Jesus, in chapter 4, it tells about Jesus when he read from the prophet Isaiah in the synagogue, and, you know, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me, and he goes on and tells all the results of that anointing. It says that today this has been fulfilled in your hearing. Now, what's neat is he didn't just say, hey, everybody, turn to the scripture in Isaiah and y'all read it. It'll bless you. No. He spoke it out. He didn't just read it silently. He spoke it out and he said, this is talking about me. And then it says that everybody marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. If you would like for people to listen to you and to marvel at what you say, here's the way to do it. Speak gracious words. Full of grace, full of mercy, full of kindness. Speak gracious words. Everything that came out of Jesus' mouth was a gracious word. They're powerful. Before I forget it, I want to tell something. This happened in my first ministry out in West Texas, little town called Paducah. That was my first church. God was doing amazing things. So this doesn't sound so amazing to me because he did so many amazing things, but you may not believe it. But we always need rain really bad for the crops out in West Texas. One day, this cloud came up. It looked like it was just pouring rain out of that cloud. But it bypassed our little town and was heading on to the northeast. Well, now, that's the direction that clouds always would form out in the southwest and move up to the northeast. That's just the way. It's kind of the way it is here in Fort Worth, too. So, anyway, here's this cloud came along. I'm going, oh, praise the Lord. Then it missed us and went right on by. I went out into my front yard and I pointed at the cloud and I said, cloud, come back here and rain on us. It did. That cloud turned around, came back, and rained all over the county. Well, that was a gracious word, which means it was a God-inspired word. It was not a selfish word. It was a word that would bless others and have backed up by God himself. So, Colossians 4:6 says, let your speech always be gracious. Always? Always? Didn't say let your words be gracious on Sunday morning. No. Always, daily, seasoned with salt, that you might know how you ought to answer anyone. Love that scripture. So don't ask God to do what you say. This is not name it and claim it. You know, oh boy, I need a new car. God, I want a new car. Will you give it to me? Well, no, that's him being your granddaddy. He's not your granddaddy. He's your dad. He's your Father. You ask what you already know the Father wants you to have, what the Father has already promised you. Make sure you are saying what God says. Okay, so here we go. Is there darkness in your life? What did God say when He saw the darkness? Woo, look at all that darkness. Oh, wow. What are we going to do? It is so dark here. How are you going to overcome all of that? No, no. See, God didn't describe the darkness. He spoke to the darkness. Is there darkness in your life? Are there obstacles? Are there challenges? Is there something holding you back? Is there something preventing in your life? Well, talk to those situations the way God talk to the darkness. What was that? Let there be light. Let there be healing. Let there be opportunity. Let there be blessings. Many things that you can say in the dark times of your life. But don't just describe the darkness. Move that next slide there. Let me see what it says. There we go. Don't just describe the darkness. Don't just describe the mountain. What did Jesus say to do when you saw the mountain? Tell it to move. You know, He didn't even say, ask me to move it for you. He said, you speak to the mountain. Speak to your problems. Speak to your challenges. Don't describe the mountain. Don't describe the injustice. Don't describe your problems. Speak words of justice, mercy, and victory. Speak answered prayers to your problems, to your everyday situations of life, things that are holding you back, things that are preventing your success. They have great power. I might have to make this a part one and part two because my time is about up. But I would like for us to have a prayer together. If you would like, pray this prayer with me, and I think it will change the projection of your life today. Ready? God, I understand the importance of faith-filled, godly words. They set the direction of my day and my life. I repent of idle words, judgmental words, selfish words. I commit myself today to speak words of life everywhere I go, just like Jesus did. I will speak words of healing, grace, forgiveness, encouragement. Help me in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I hope. Here we go. Yeah. I hope that's the way you feel about the message today and the program. Thank you for tuning in. We're broadcasting every time we get on doing something. We're putting it on Facebook Live. It's going on to YouTube. And you can just find it by... So if you miss it live, you can go to Vision Church AG. Is that right, Mr. Producer?
AG Vision Church.
AG Vision Church on Facebook and on YouTube. You can just put in a search for Vision Church Fort Worth. I think that's how that works.
Yes.
And it'll pop up, and then all the various broadcasts. So if you miss some, you can see them later. And that's what I do a lot of time because I just miss them sometime. But you can always go back and tune in and be blessed. So thank you all for tuning in today. You're blessed. I'm blessed. We're all blessed. And we'll see you next time.